Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. And tonight we're going to take a listen to the career of trumpeter Lee Morgan, who was born in 1938 in Philadelphia, took trumpet lessons from Clifford Brown as a teenager. At the age of 18, he joined the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band and made his first recordings as a leader. He was with Art Blakey from 1958 to 1961 and unfortunately developed a drug habit that pursued him the rest of his life just about. Cleaned up late in the 1960s, but was unfortunately killed by his wife. She shot him in Slug's Saloon in 1972. There's a documentary called I Called Him Morgan. It was made in 2016 and is available on streaming media. Please sit back and relax and enjoy Jazz Unlimited following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of the career and music of Lee Morgan on Jazz Unlimited. We're going to hear him with Dizzy Gillespie, Jimmy Smith, Wynton Kelly, and a very familiar tune, which I'm sure you'll recognize at the end of the hour. And now we're going to start with his first recording made as a leader at the age of 18. It's called Reggie of Chester in 1956. Thank you. is the career of Lee Morgan on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. We heard his first recording as a leader for Blue Note. It was called Indeed. The tune we heard was from it was called Reggie of Chester. Chester's a town in Pennsylvania. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Clarence C. Sharp on alto, Horace Silver on piano, Wilbur Ware bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is pretty fast company for a kid of 18 years old. We're going to hear Alan Broadbent playing one of his tunes. We're going to hear him with Jimmy Smith, with Wynton Kelly, and on a very familiar tune, which he thought at the time was album filler. So please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear him in a 1957 recording with the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band. And this is Night in Tunisia, and Dizzy gave him the solo, the trumpet solo, on Night in Tunisia. He was so impressed by Lee. Thank you. listening to Jazz Unlimited, and our show tonight is on the career of trumpeter Lee Morgan. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. And we heard the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band playing Night in Tunisia with a trumpet solo by Lee in 1957. That's quite an honor for somebody that's that young. And we've got Jimmy Smith, Wynton Kelly, and in the second hour, the Jazz Messengers, and Modesky, Martin, and Wood, and Hank Mobley. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we've got one that is a well-known Lee Morgan composition, and it's played here by the Alan Broadbent Trio, with Alan on piano, Brian Bromberg on bass, and Joe LaBarbera on drums. And this is a 2002 recording of Lee Morgan's pretty well-known composition, Ciora, following the station break on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. That was a version of Lee Morgan's composition, Sciorra, played by Alan Broadbent on piano, Brian Bromberg on bass, and Joe LaBarbera on drums in 2002. My name is Dennis Owsley, and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. And we've got a lot of Lee Morgan tonight on our Music of Lee Morgan show. We're going to hear him with Wynton Kelly and with Art Blakey Jazz Messengers, his own groups, and Hank Mobley. And they're all coming up, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear one that's a gorgeous one from Jimmy Smith. And it's a quartet recorded in 1958 with Lee on trumpet, Jimmy Smith on organ, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Art Blakey on drums. And it's a version of Flamingo. And I put this here because Lee Morgan is kind of the prototype hard bop trumpet player, but he also could play ballads very well. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. This is the career of Lee Morgan right here on Jazz Unlimited. And we heard a ballad, Flamingo, played by Lee Morgan on trumpet, with Jimmy Smith on organ, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Art Blakey on drums in 1958. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. And we've got the Jazz Messengers a couple of times in the second hour. We're going to hear Modesky Martin and Wood. And we're going to hear Hank Mobley and another one of Lee Morgan's well-known tunes. So please stay tuned. And we have a station break now, and we're going to hear a Wynton Kelly composition, Wrinkles, with Lee on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, recorded in 1959. And then I promise you a well-known one. This is the Sidewinder, recorded in 1963 with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor, Barry Harris piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And he was very surprised, apparently, because he had recorded that thing just as filler for the album.
Thank you.
That set of two closes the first hour of the career of Lee Morgan on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and the first one was Wrinkles with a Wynton Kelly-led quintet with Lee, Wayne Shorter, Paul Chambers, and Philly Joe Jones in 1959. And then in 1960, the famous The Sidewinder with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Joe Henderson tenor, Barry Harris piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Please stay tuned for the second hour. We're going to hear Lee with Art Blakey, Hank Mobley, and one of his best-known things. That'll be coming your way following the station break.